that the way we're understanding the brain through neuroscience means that we will have different ideas eventually about what we are, what we can do, and therefore about our morality?
I certainly think that advances in neuroscience are making us question the global concept of what we mean by a personality or an individual. I think it's enabling us to deconstruct, if you like, what it means to be a person. Now, we're all familiar with nature versus nurture, but now we could be much more precise.
In brief, really, and in sum, do you think that this new knowledge which we now have about the brain and about the circumstances, the context in which we live, is going to change the way we view the way we behave?
I think it's making us ask questions about free will, if you like. As someone once said, yes, you can go into a restaurant and say, I want a hamburger. And if you say, I want a hamburger, surely that is free will. And of course it is. But by the same token, we now know that you can monitor the changes in the brain that precede the desire to do something. And that's rather interesting because it does confront us with this dualism, if you like, the physical and then the subjective. That's what we mean by free will and wanting to do something. And if we can analyse events preceding a seemingly voluntary act, that means surely we can start to think about it in a much more objective way.
Leslie Griffiths, does neuroscience change the way...